Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CEO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 1st. I am your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Aza. How you doing, Aza? Or sorry, Jesus, Asia.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Asia, how you doing?
I'm doing well. You know, I actually thought her name was pronounced Asia until she gave us the pronunciation. But yeah, I'm running on very little sleep. In the past 7 days, I've flown back and forth to Orlando. I've driven back and forth from Houston to Dallas, which is like a 4-hour drive. So if I close my eyes, I'm just resting my eyes. I'm not going to sleep. So that should be allowed, right?
There you go. Well, I can tell you that I don't know if you can see it in my eyes, but I have not slept. I did not sleep last night. For those following the move saga, I did receive a stuff. Not all of it was mine. Right. And lots of
wow.
It was missing or damaged. We'll talk about it at some point, I'm sure, in the future, but it was not a pleasant experience. But I do have some stuff here. You know, there's some stuff, so I have some stuff, so, all right. But yeah,
you're going to need Xavier to help you out, because this has to be a case. This is not fair. You're paying for this.
I genuinely need to talk to a lawyer, but that's fine. What we are here to talk about is everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. I do apologize for any, loopiness in general, saying the wrong names, all the regular stuff that happens when you don't sleep. So, but yesterday was day 25 in the house, and I'm still here to update you on what happened, because you can't let Big Brother slip, guys. It's very important in life.
Priorities.
Let's talk about the day. Obviously, Christian is still the HOH. He has nominated Hannah and Whitney for eviction. After a battle back and forth, Whitney has become the target for Christian and Alyssa, which is good for Hannah. She is the one that really helped make that happen. Had a great conversation with them before. And so we wake up today, post the Big D saga from the night before as well, where, in talking with Christian and Alyssa, Hannah did drop some information that, Big D mentioned that he would put them on the block if he were to win HOH. Alyssa decided to tell Big D that somebody said that he was coming for them. He initially thought it was Whitney, got pissed. Then she said, it wasn't Whitney, And at that point, he figured out it was Hannah, but Alyssa doesn't know that he figured out it was Hannah. And Alyssa feels like she's holding this information to use just in case Big D wins the HOH and she can use it against him or against her with Big D. Now, none of this really matters because Big D's not going to win the HOH, but it causes a little bit more drama here in the morning as Alyssa tells Xavier about this whole saga. Xavier's like, please don't tell Sarah Beth this because she is going to try and use this to get Hannah out this week somehow. That's going to be bad. And she's like, okay, yeah, that's a good idea. And after she leaves, Xavier's just like, Hannah, what are you doing? Why? You make it so difficult to keep you here.
I'm sorry. These moments alone with Xavier are that's the best version of Xavier. Like, I wish that's who we saw all the time, but I love that he's giving that to us. But I was so glad to see that. And then he revisited it later, actually, with Hannah, like, watch who you give information to, you know, only give it to like me, Kylan, Tiffany, stop there. That's it.
Yep, he's going to have that conversation with her later in the day. Yeah. So we do have a veto competition to play here, and things could go very bad for Hannah, the cookout, Christian, Alyssa, all kinds of people if Whitney wins this veto. They're going to draw players for the veto, and Derek X, Claire, and Azza are picked to play in the veto. I believe Whitney picked Derek to play. With house guest choice, despite the fact that her conspiracy theory says that Derek betrayed her, I guess who else is she going to pick at this point?
Right. None other than like her teammate. So, you know, I wonder if in her head she's thinking, as long as we can get two aces off of the block, then we could potentially save an ace. Or does she understand the writing on the wall and like, no, really, Derek X and Hannah are the two that are loyal to each other, and she's can just be a casualty.
Sorry, this is what I pre-apologized for, guys. This morning, I'm being told it was Hannah that picked.
Okay, I was like, you know what, Taryn? I knew it was Hannah, but then I was like, this is Taryn. I trust you.
Yeah, no,
I trust you.
This is not on you. This is entirely on me.
So yes, that makes all the sense in the world.
Normally you could trust me, but again, I pre-apologize. Can you see my eyes? I'm looking at my eyes and they look dead inside.
Yeah, it was an endurance challenge. You're just preparing for Thursday. That's
all.
Oh
boy. Alyssa and Kylan are going to talk a bit here. She lets him know, like, hey, Whitney was trying to get you on the block. She's been talking about you. Kylan doesn't really mind all that much, especially given the fact that that Whitney will be going home this week, or likely will be going home this week. But Kylan is being kept in the loop here that you know, Whitney has this whole you know, thing going on.
Yeah. And I was thinking in the situation, like leading up to the veto, okay, if Derek X does win it, it actually might be a good option to not. I mean, I know he didn't want to use the veto, but it could be good for optics for him not to use it, because then people will realize, okay, maybe him and Hannah are just good friends and he's not willing to put his game on the line to save her. And so I kind of was going into this hoping that he would win.
Mm-hmm. So Alyssa and Christian are going to talk, and they're talking sort of about their grouping here with Tiffany and Claire, and how they feel like probably shouldn't be Sarah Beth they bring in as a potential fifth. There's been a lot of talk about who do they bring in as a fifth. They're thinking, what about X? What about Xavier? Maybe he can be the fifth. There's more of this talk, but again, it's more just talk. It's really just an example of Sarah Beth continuing to fall out of favor with the majority of the house. She really it was basically like her final stand trying to get Hannah targeted this week, and when it fell through, you know, she fell into the jaws of Tiffany.
Yeah, she went a little too hard, because we're going to see later in the day, well, late into the night, that it really backfired on her going so hard to get Hannah out. It's like, you got to read the room and then kind of go from there. It's like, it's not like Kylan was HOH or she was HOH. And so I think the fact that she didn't recognize that and she just thought like, oh, this is the Kings. We make decisions together. We're good. She didn't anticipate the fact that the Royal Flush was not going to like that like grandstand that Hannah needs to go.
Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a big conversation here between Tiffany and Hannah. Tiffany, since last week, I think the primary storyline of the day here is going to be Tiffany making sure that her will is followed, right? Tiffany wants Sarah Beth out. That's been clear since last week, since the conversation she had with Claire, the conversation with Kylan, because Kylan is really the one that screwed this one up. But Kylan really let it slip that Sarah Beth had been giving him information primarily about Jackpot. And with that information and Claire's observational skills, they were able to figure out that, oh, Sarah Beth and Kylan are really close. Tiffany did not like that. Tiffany wants Kylan to herself. And Tiffany wanted Sarah Beth gone at that point. She came up with a whole plan to make sure that the cookout would be successful and that Sarah Beth would conveniently be one of the first people to go. But, you know, Tiffany is a little impatient sometimes. If she can get Sarah Beth gone even before jury, all the better for Tiffany. And Sarah Beth pushing so hard to try to get Hannah out and kind of putting herself on an island has given her some outs here to do this. So that's going to be her primary objective for the day. And she is going to talk with Hannah about it. You know, Sarah Beth was pushing so hard for you to go, Hannah. She's later going to tell Derek that Sarah Beth was pushing hard for Hannah to go. Sarah Beth is essentially their enemy. With them on board, she's good. Claire is on board with Sarah Beth going because Claire feels like that's weakening Kylan's base, which feels good for Claire. Little does she realize that that just makes Tiffany feel better about working with Kylan moving forward. But really, unfortunately for Claire, I think like I understand why she feels comfortable targeting Sarah Beth, because it feels like she's getting in there and, you know, mm-hmm. weakening Kylan. But for her, she probably actually needs to work with Sarah Beth if she has any hope of infiltrating anything here. So, Tiffany working hard here.
She really is. And I feel like for her, it's like, well, and it's evident throughout the day, it's crunch time. Like, we are in our last two people to get out before jury. So they're thinking, okay, Whitney goes this week, or if Whitney goes this week, then we need to make sure that someone that we do not want in jury is out next week. And for Tiffany, right now, that's Sarah Beth. But that could severely backfire if Sarah Beth actually wins HOH next week, or this week, you know, on Thursday, because I could see it being a situation where, you know, somebody that she has kind of been trying to lay the groundwork with could casually bring that up. Like, Tiffany was kind of saying your name last week. I know she's been telling people that she trusts, but you just never know what happens when someone's back is against the wall. And we haven't really seen some of the people on Tiffany's side of the house in that situation yet. And so I'm nervous. You know, obviously we think that, you know, Sarah Beth's target would be Hannah, but she has to go up against somebody. So it could be the reason that someone's like, I got to make a move before jury. I have to do this. I have to take out one of the biggest players in the house. So that's something I observed. But then also in this Hannah and Tiffany conversation, one important thing that she pointed out was that she's really struggling with the cookout right now. She's like, she brings up how Azza and Big D are just basically numbers at this point. They're not winning competitions. And it's like, what are you doing for me? Why am I working so hard to get you so far? If you're not going to do anything in return, if you're just a number, I have better numbers. Like, she has Claire, she has Derek X, she has these other people outside of the cookout that are actually strategizing with her. She's like, I can't even go to Azza and Big D and talk about anything because Azza gets so emotional. Big D is Big D. And so I was like, okay, I'm so glad that she's finally understanding Hannah's worth to her game because she's opening up more. And it was only further validated later in the day when she talks to Azza about this. She's like, yeah, I'm really struggling with the cookout because I don't want to take out Christian. And that's kind of where she left it. Not, oh, I'm having some hesitancies with the people in the cookout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, I definitely feel for her here. The way that she talks about it, she's just like, Like, it's because they're talking about, you know, different people that they want to like work with. They both like Derek. They want Derek to go far. Tiffany says, as far as she can, she's concerned, Derek is one of them, which I like hearing that.
Yeah.
Hannah says that she still thinks Alyssa needs to go. Hannah's still kind of on that. Not Christian, though. Tiffany is concerned about Brittany, and Hannah doesn't think that Brittany's a strong competitor, but they are concerned about how loyal Big D and Azza are to Brittany and how mm-hmm. they seem to like have one mind. And this that's like Tiffany's just like, if I'm loyal to the six, but they're not loyal to me, like that's really gonna suck for me because I could be playing a different game right now.
Exactly.
And I'm going on this, and this is what I've been saying, a more difficult path for her mm-hmm. In order to fulfill like the cookout sort of primary goal. But if not everyone else is doing the same thing and making the same level of sacrifice, then like, what is she doing? Like, and she's, I think specifically talking about Azza here, but mm-hmm. I think Big D to a lesser extent, like if you're not going to win competitions to help us out, you at least need to strategize, like do something. When I talk to Azza, I just get emotion. She's not even here to play the game. Exactly. I'm struggling, America. Like, I know you're going to hate me, but I'm struggling with this. I came here to play a game and I'm doing all this.
Right. Exactly. I feel for her, but it is one of those situations. She just needs to wait for a week where it's like a Claire or Derek X where they can take the shot. She's hands off about the situation. There's nothing she can do. She's taking them as far as she can. Then it's like, okay, you've done something great. At least we're not seeing one of the cookout gone pre-jury. That's already a feat. Like that's our, we've already accomplished a lot. They're like shooting for the fences to make it to final six. You know, it's like, okay, that's great. That's a great concept. But take a step back, Tiffany, and think about, you know, your options because she has them. So I think she just needs to realize like she doesn't have to be the one to lead the forefront or lead the charge to get them out, but she doesn't have to stop her allies from doing it.
Yes. They also talk about how they could go to the final two together, Tiffany and Hannah, and how that would be a cool final two. I think it would be, and I think that Tiffany probably beats Hannah in the final two, although it's pretty early mm-hmm. to say that. I think as of right now, she would. But I mean, really, if you're Tiffany, you know, being in the final two against a non-cookout member would be a guaranteed win probably, but right. you know, again, she's taking the harder path.
Yeah. It's hilarious too, because she's probably going to be in that position, like final six, final seven, thinking like, who can I get to the end with? And she's going to have options. And she's like, okay, I could win against this person by like 4 votes, but I could probably win against this person by like 2 votes.
So that's pretty much that conversation. Tiffany has continued to work on Hannah here, and their relationship continues to develop. This is very good, especially if she does want to move forward with the cookout. She's going to need Hannah as an ally. Now, I think that Hannah is very, you know, very smart. Uh-oh, that's what everyone says, but not in the way that they say, right? They talk about Hannah being smart as in like she knows the game better. She doesn't know the game better than anyone. She knows the game like 11th best in this house. but I think that Hannah is a very self-interested player. Mm-hmm. And I think that Hannah is absolutely somebody who like, and the problem is that this is true, I think, of most of the players in the house. Like there are very few players in this house, I think, that would say in the final three, I can choose between an easy win or Tiffany, and I will choose Tiffany. Right. You know, like there's not many of those players in this game. And so that's still, I think, one of Tiffany's biggest concerns here.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xavier's going to talk with Hannah, and this is when he advises her, like, be careful who you share your information to. She's like, only you, it's Kylan and Tiffany's. Yes, that's right. Good. Yeah. She's concerned about Sarah Beth trying to flip the vote this week. He says, don't worry, she's not going to be able to, this is, we're already down the road here. She can't turn it back.
Yeah, all it's going to do is annoy people more, because I feel like the people that are voting to keep Hannah are, you know, I know we haven't gotten to the veto yet, but if Hannah were to remain on the block and the people that vote to keep her, they're not going to be swayed by Sarah Beth.
Yeah. So we are also going to get a conversation between Azza and Derek. Their relationship is kind of back on track after the wild card situation last week seemed to get it off track. Derek likes Azza. Azza likes Derek. Not in a shippy way. Azza, by the way, I think I forgot to mention this yesterday, but Azza mentioned that she has a little bit of a crush on Xavier. Lots of crushing happening in this right. house. And in fact, that's one of the reasons why she wanted Whitney gone so bad. Just personally, petty reasons, she kind of just wanted Xavier all to herself.
Right. Yeah, I do. I honestly need a crush chart because I can't keep up. And there's a new crush every day, like Brittany and Christian. So it's just like that's hilarious because, you know, she does admit to being petty about this crush on Xavier. But unless it's like a Tyler and Angela situation where they finally try to get into it later down the line. I don't see it happening right now because of Xavier.
Yeah. Like it's really the Joker's just crush on people. Like Big D had a crush on Frenchie. They played a game that was like which like pick the man.
Yeah.
And Big D very proudly chose Frenchie over everyone. He's his ideal type. He crushed on Frenchie from afar. Brittany crushes on Christian from afar, and Azza crushes on Xavier from afar. It's like they all just have their crushes, but they're all unrequited.
And especially now that Big D's crush is gone, he's like settling for crushing on Kylan.
Yeah.
No one settles for crushing on Kylan. That man is a work of art. He is beautiful. That should be your primary crush, but not for Big D.
Yeah. He chose Frenchie over Kylan, and they were like, what? It's like, he's the ideal man.
How can we not see it?
Azza talks with Derek, and she says that she really appreciates what Christian is doing for them this week, going after Whitney, providing them with a break, not putting a Joker on the block. And because of that, even though she feels like the Kings need to be targeted, she doesn't feel like she could turn around and nominate Christian and Alyssa next week. That would be against her morals. Now she does say that she like it's conflicting for her, but she doesn't feel like she would be able to. This is the sort of thing that Tiffany gets annoyed at.
Right? Exactly. It's like, no, view them as the showmans that they are and realize that if either one of them are in jury, they're voting for the other. So that's something to break up before jury. But no, she said that, that she couldn't do that. And they also talk about, you know, if the either one of them wins, they don't plan on using the veto. And they were in a very, it was like, if you'd got a screenshot of them during this conversation, it looked very shippy, but it's just like, it yeah, she was like laying on his shoulder. He had his arm around her.
They often do this. They're like, they're very cut up, but to be fair, so are like Whitney and Xavier. So are like lots of people in Xavier. You know, Derek and Hannah occasionally are a little bit cuddly, but not nearly as much. And that's, you know, the shippers would probably tell you that's because it's real. you know, it's definitely a cuddly house, as Marietta says in the chat.
For sure. Because even Alyssa was telling Derek X, like, hey, like, I cuddle with other people, but I try to cuddle with you and you don't really reciprocate. I'm like, is that we're going to start basing things on who reciprocates the cuddles?
All right. So we're going to get to the veto competition. And when we come back from the veto competition, there is a man who is wearing the veto around his neck. And that man is Christian. this guy... I think I said it in week one. I was like, this guy could be very good at competitions, considering, you know, his build, his background, the things that he does, his history, even there in week one. It is now week four, and he has won part one of the first HOH, would have won part two if not for his team. He won the week one wild card. He won the week three veto, the week four HOH, and now the week four veto. That's five competitions, six if he hadn't been let down by his team. Three regular, if you don't count the twist competitions, that's three regular competitions, would have been four if not for his team, in 4 weeks. Of the competitions he's lost, again, his team lost part two of the first HOH for him. He otherwise would have won it. He threw the week two HOH. And the only other competition he's lost that he's played in is the week three HOH, which he did lose legitimately. That's the only competition still that he has lost legitimately in 4 weeks of gameplay. He's only lost one competition that he actually tried to win. That is absurd. I think at this point pretty unique. I can't remember. I know that by the end of the season, some of the best statistics are like something like 50%, you know, something like that. You win like about 50% of the competitions you play in. And even if you go raw stats here, again, he's lost three competitions. He's won five. So he's over 50% right now for those. So it is very impressive and very scary, should be very scary for anybody in this game, because it's harder to win competitions at this rate early in the game than it is later in the game, because other competition threats are evicted and you're starting to play in every competition and you start to win every competition. So definitely something to be concerned about if you are anybody else in this game.
You would think. You would think. This man, yes, it is very impressive. Basically, anytime, like more often than not, if he tries, which he has proved this season, he is going to win the competition. And I have actually found throughout this HOH that I like him a little bit more when Alyssa's not around. Mm-hmm. And I also like Alyssa when she doesn't think she's HOH and Christian's not around. So I think, you know, once one or the other goes, I might like one, might like them better. But it's just like, it was funny right after the veto, he was like, you know, should I have won that? Like, was that a bad look for me to win that after like everything else I've won? No, everyone else. No, it's okay. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, you know, and that's what people keep telling him, is that everybody already knows you're a comp threat. Winning more competitions is not going to hurt you. And I actually think that's decently sound logic, whether they mean it or not, because it is kind of the case. I mean, I do think there will eventually be a point where people go, okay,
right,
something needs to be done. And really, again, like if you are really anybody in this house, apart from perhaps Alyssa, maybe, you know, could Alyssa beat Christian in the final two? If he wins like a billion competitions, I don't know. It's possible. Right.
Yeah.
But even then, like, you're really starting to stretch it. Like, really, you know, if you're, because I think that Tiffany wants to weaponize Christian, and I really do like that plan for her. Especially, but she really has to rely on the cookout for jury votes if that happens, because like, if you are going to weaponize Christian, you have to be able to reconcile the fact that there is a very good chance that, you know, your best case scenario becomes I'm sitting next to him in the end, because that's the best I can do, because I can't get rid of him. And if that means that she still wins because she has five cookout votes in the jury, at least that's great. Does she have five cookout votes for sure? Not necessarily, but she should at least have like three, right? Like three for sure.
Yeah.
Probably four at least. And that's a good number. She just needs a couple more, like Claire would be great. And then boom, she beats Christian, even if he wins like 15 competitions. right. So that's not a bad, like one of the many paths that she has for her in the game, but for everybody else, pretty much. No, get this guy out of here.
Absolutely no. It makes no sense. Like, I want to understand the charm that Christian has for everyone after winning the veto during his HOH week. These aren't his first two wins. Like, you already broke that down. He wins the veto, and not one person, or you would think most people, are not talking about the fact that they need to target him. They're, oh, it's all, oh, I can't, I, not me, I can't go after Christian. And like you said, it does make sense for Tiffany, okay, because she's going to use her advantage. But Azza, Hannah, what's your hesitation? Even Xavier, when the teams are over, it's like, okay, yes, there is going to be a point that the Royal Flush is done, which means you can go ahead and call it a wrap for the Kings, because that means that someone from the Kings is probably gone next week. It's like, you have to realize. He told someone earlier, or he told someone at some point during the day, oh, I already promised Christian I'd do Amazing Race with him. Yeah, Amazing Race is going to reach out to you and Christian because y'all have such a dynamic relationship on the show. I'm sorry, no. Yeah, they need to get this man out. And I feel like if they don't in the next couple of weeks, they're going to look back and be like, man, we should have got him out when we got the chance, because he can kill it back to back to back as long as he's playing.
Yeah, and I'm gonna give. I think maybe triple credit here. I'll give partial credit to Tiffany, because Tiffany has basically been dictating the house targets for the last 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And if she doesn't want Christian out, people aren't gonna want Christian out. You also have to give some credit to a little bit of credit to Alyssa. Alyssa has been doing a good job of reaching out to other people. She's making separate final fours. She's making that plan happen. She's making sure that relationships that Christian is not up on are good with at least her, and that that, you know, people are losing the incentive to target them both because of some of the work that she's doing. And major credit to Christian, because Christian, as he said to Alyssa, plays up how puppy dog he is. Yeah. And I think that's genuinely him, but I think he recognizes that that's genuinely him, and he knows how to play it. And he has a lot of people convinced, a lot of the women specifically, that they can control him. Alyssa certainly thinks so. Tiffany thinks so. And Tiffany might be right. Alyssa might be right. They're both probably right to a degree. But then also people who can't, like Hannah. Although to be fair, Hannah did a good job on him the other day. So maybe to a smaller degree, Hannah. But even people like Brittany think, I can control Christian. Once Alyssa's gone, I can control Christian. And this is part of, you know, why they feel like taking Alyssa out is a good thing, because then he can be wielded, but only one person can wield him. And I don't think they recognize how many people think that they can wield him.
Exactly. And like, on the props to Christian, for sure. I think there's something about Christian that we're not quite seeing yet, because we're mostly seeing him on the feeds and relaxing and showmancing it up, because like he already mentioned, if he wasn't going to be on Big Brother, he was in consideration for Love Island. And then yesterday he also brought up that 3 years ago he made the finals for Survivor. So 3 years ago would have been like David versus Goliath or Ghost Island. So it was like, I couldn't see him being a David or a Goliath.
Yeah.
With his personality.
Mm-hmm.
And especially like a 20-year-old Christian, you know?
Yeah, like, I'm just picturing like him, you know, playing with like Dominic and...
Right, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, you did a great whiny Christian yesterday. Like it was spot on. So I was like, I don't know why he's
all
doing
the
this.
Time.
He does.
Especially like if he's just woken up, like, what's going on?
Right.
Alyssa, can you give me the blanket?
He does say he still lives at home. So I was like, okay, it makes sense. That's when I start to see like how young he is. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the fact that he was even an alternate for this season, like, mm-hmm. he's killing the game. The people that were alternates are doing amazing. Him and Claire. I am enjoying them.
Yeah. Okay. So, Derek is going to talk with Claire after the veto competition, and Derek is very impressed with Christian. He's like, I was really trying in that competition, and he beat me. Remember, Derek X has also pretty much won most of the competitions that he's tried in. Mm-hmm. He didn't win the first HOH because Christian beat him, but he won that veto competition. He probably felt like he could have won the wildcard competition, but he threw it. He probably felt like he could have won the week three HOH, but he threw it. He lost the week two HOH, but that was a crapshoot. He lost this most recent HOH, but that was a team thing, and he mm-hmm. wasn't, you know, it was kind of weird. He didn't want to win it himself. So Derek X has thrown a lot of the competitions that he's played in, but the few that he has tried to win, like the veto competitions, he has won them. And so he probably has felt very comfortable about his own competition ability until today, where he goes, oh crap, I was really trying in that one and I got thrashed by Christian. And thinking back to it, he also beat me in the first week. Now I'm scared.
Right? He said, like, if my back was against the wall, I probably could have done 5% better, but still he would have beat me. I thought it was hilarious in this conversation that Claire said, like, my endurance sucks. Like, I need to do something, because I was thinking, like, oh my gosh, this is not going to be good for her in the slip and slide HOH competition. The fact that she already knows she doesn't have good endurance. But it was revealed that the HOH or the veto was that, like, running back and forth, rolling the ball, catching it, going back.
So, yeah. Yeah. All right. So, Christian and Alyssa are going to talk about him being a competition threat. He's not going to use the veto. Alyssa and Derek are going to talk a bit early in the day, and they're going to come back around later. But at first, she's just letting him know that Whitney has been feeling weird about him. And they talk about Brittany and how maybe they should target Brittany soon to put her out of her misery. And Azza was brought up, but Derek says he feels pretty good about her. Alyssa does not, though. And she talks to Christian about how Azza is pretty much their next target. They just don't feel great about her. They don't love Big D either, but, you know.
Right.
Pretty much every time, like, anytime Big D gets brought up, and it happens often because he's constantly putting his foot in his mouth, but anytime he gets brought up, it they go like, should we target Big D? There's like an understanding, like,
Right. It's like they don't want to say it.
But is he going to win anything?
Exactly.
Is he going to matter? So nobody feels like they need to target him, which, yeah, to be fair to Big D, is what he said he wanted in the preseason.
True. That is very true. I think that I was sitting there trying to think of all the possible competitions and what he has the likelihood to win. You know, maybe the veto where you pick a prize and then you get the veto, but he probably would even go for a prize in that situation because he probably won't be on the block. But I'm like, these Huskers don't even know his voting, how he votes. If they knew that, they'd be like, I'm going final two with Big D because he's not going to stand up and make a case for himself about why he should win. He's going to sadly to evote himself probably. It's so understandable how they want to take, like, outside of the Royal Flush, they want to take Big D as far as they can. Because it's like, if he's not a threat and we enjoy having him around, then why not?
He did talk about, I believe this was yesterday, that he has dyslexia. And that is, likely the cause of the difficulty, in the voting booth here with the, I to a vote, stuff, which, you know, like, I think what I would like to say about this is that it's still funny. But, and I like, I don't think that we ever, you know, intend to like
make fun of
that joke.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's still funny. And I hope that he would think the same because, but if not, then, you know, I would certainly, apologize to Big D for laughing at it.
But, and he did say, and I think he did phrase it like, I think I'm dyslexic.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so I'm not sure, you know, what the case may be, but I would hope it's a situation where he's watching these compilation videos like we are and just cannot stop laughing because I don't think he realizes he's saying it, which is the best part. I think it's going to happen all season.
Yeah, somebody did create the compilation of after the other night of cutting together all the pieces of what he said to get a full "I vote to evict," right. Which is great.
Yes.
All right. So let's see here. Claire and Brittany are going to have a conversation about going after the Kings. This is a pretty similar conversation to the one they had, the ones they were having last week, because they're talking about targeting Alyssa, not Christian. It's really just more of the same here, but they're still on the same page.
Yeah, exactly. And I was a little nervous with Claire saying that she's going after the Kings to Brittany because I felt that Brittany would be indebted to the Kings for giving her a break this week from the block. Since that's how they're looking at it. I was glad that they are on the same page. However, they should be on the same page about getting out Christian because when are they beating Christian in a comp if he's not going to throw it? So I just feel like I understand that their focus is getting Alyssa out of the way because they think that Christian would be better without her. But now it's very clear Christian is the one to get out.
Hannah and Derek are going to talk about targeting the Kings as well. Hannah in this conversation is going to stick up for Xavier, says, "Hey, Xavier likes you, Derek. You shouldn't target him. Xavier wants you around." Now it's funny because Hannah doesn't know still about the Royal Flush and,
right.
Derek, doesn't know about the cookout. So they're both trying to Derek is in an alliance with all of the Kings. She's in an alliance with Xavier. They're both still like working closely together, but they're both still like, trying to have their own sort of motivation. But there's no reason for Derek to really be targeting Xavier at this point because Xavier does, like Derek. Now I do think Xavier will want Derek out sooner than others will, but of the Kings, not necessarily first. I feel like Sarah Beth is probably the one that would want Derek out the soonest at this point. Christian may be fighting her for that title, but there's very soon going to be a talk between Derek and Alyssa where they're going to make some progress, and I feel like Alyssa will feel decently about Derek from that point forward. So interesting stuff there.
Yeah, with Hannah pointing that out, I was nervous that because Derek X is a smart guy. Hannah's a smart woman. And I was wondering what Derek was thinking because, like, how does Hannah have this information about Xavier? And so, like, is he thinking, could there be an alliance?
And this is, I mean, to be fair to Xavier here, this is exactly what he was just telling Hannah. Like,
yeah.
Don't give people information that is not
right.
And he was literally like, I can't give Hannah information if she's going to be telling people things. And she specifically said to him, I'm careful with what I say to Derek X.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know.
What Asia was referring to this morning, in the opening is that, there's a moment here that really just sort of exemplifies, and people were talking about it later in the day, which is why I'm really going to bring it up here. Sarah Beth and sort of the, almost like, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. What is it? I don't even remember.
Yeah.
sort of nature of her gameplay, where the production was like no napping or whatever, and she just like yells at production, like, "Am I not allowed to just lay here with my eyes closed? What the frick?"
Right, and then she flips them off. Oh my gosh! You're like, "You're non-slop. Why are you so irritable right now?" I'm so
it's
confused.
Just so jarring.
Yes.
Like, something about her personality that you don't expect that to come from her. And I think that's probably unfair to her, because I think that she, like, people will probably react more strongly to Sarah Beth being a grouch than anyone else because of that personality. And I think that's probably not fair. But still, it is jarring.
Right. Yeah, Christian later said that he was genuinely scared. Like,
he's talking to Alyssa. He's like, "She genuinely scared me." And Alyssa's like, he's like, "You keep laughing, but I'm serious. I was scared."
Right. Man, that was hilarious. Because it was just out of nowhere. Like, okay, Big D says something like that. Okay. Even if Brittany, if she says that, expect it. She's already has a loud personality, but the fact that it came from Sarah Beth, which was hilarious, that she's like, "Don't call me Beth." And then Tiffany was like, "Yeah, Holly didn't like that either." This cast is just full of so many just comedic moments. But yeah, the fact it came for her was just crazy.
Sarah Beth made a big mistake when she said that she said, "Call me anything you want. Just don't call me Beth." Like, don't you know what show you're on? Have you had any interaction with this community? Especially now you're fighting hard to get Hannah on the block. Hannah seems like a very standable character. You're playing with fire, giving them your weakness here.
Exactly. I can't even count how many updates I saw after that calling her Beth. It's like, oh no.
See, this is like this. Tyler knew Tyler when Tyler was on the show. He knew not to call his alliance the Royal Flush, because people would talk about flushing them. Mm-hmm. He knew he was very careful about nicknames and like revealing the weaknesses. He knew, and I bet there are lots of people in this cast that know. Sarah Beth does not know.
Yeah, she doesn't. And poor girl. But yeah.
Tiffany and Oz are going to talk a bit, and Tiffany is going to continue on her anti-Sarah Beth campaign. She says there are a lot of people in here who are really playing down how smart they are, and there's one in particular, and she always does this. She makes people play guessing games.
Oh my god.
Who am I talking about? Christian? No. Kylan? No. See, the fact that you can't even guess it is proof of what I'm talking about. She's like, "Are you talking about Sarah Beth? But I feel like I know Sarah Beth, what she's..." No. What I'm saying is that she's playing herself down. I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "Yeah, but I feel like I see what she's..." I feel like it's not surprising to me. I feel like I know who Sarah Beth... See, the fact that you think you know is kind of what I'm talking about.
Yes, this whole conversation was just like, it was so hard to watch because, for one, yes, starting that guessing game is terrible because the person who's guessing is giving away what they feel. It's like, "Oh my gosh, guess who's the most unattractive person in this room?" And they're like, "John." "Oh my gosh, no, that's not who I'm talking about. But now I know you think he's unattractive." So it's just like, maybe that's a way for Tiffany to get people to tell her more of their game, or maybe she just doesn't even realize she's doing it. But I think that it's very funny that she has this approach, but then the way that they have this conversation, it's so clear how they're playing the game, how Oz is like, "But I like Sarah Beth." And Tiffany's like, no, I like her too. I'm just saying this is how she's playing the game. She's like, "But no, like, Ozzy keeps bringing up positive things about Sarah Beth." Tiffany's like, "That's not what I'm saying." And it finally gets to a point that Tiffany's just like, "Okay, I'm not going to say anything else about Sarah Beth."
There's a little bit of gaslightiness to this conversation where like Azza's like, I feel like you're trying to put a target on Sarah Beth's back, and I don't like that. I like Sarah Beth. And Tiffany's like, how could you even think that I'm putting a target? I'm just saying that this is an observation. I would never want to put a target. I'm just mentioning a comment. I don't know why you're jumping to conclusions.
She was like throwing that, like, I never said that. I'm just saying that you can't read her. But this whole, there were so many funny parts of this conversation between these two, because we don't get these conversations between these two very often because things can go left because Azza just wants to agree to disagree. Because that's her best approach. But they did talk about how Brent wanted, he saw the Jokers as someone needing a leader. Mm-hmm. And Oz was like, you had your name in my mouth. I'm not going to go up to you like, well, mister, I do need a leader. And they were like making fun of the fact that Brent wanted to be some savior. So I love them getting to like laugh together.
Yeah.
And I'm like, from a game perspective, y'all are not on the same page.
It really is like when, because that's the thing. That's what's so compelling about their relationship is that when they're not talking game,
yeah,
they get along really well. And yeah, like you'd think that they were best friends or sisters or something. Like,
yeah,
because they say they have like a sisterly relationship.
Mm-hmm.
The second they start talking game, it's just like water and oil. Like it's just, they do not mix at all.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting.
Yeah, and I've seen this comparison multiple times of just like the Tiffany Azza Hannah dynamic is like Tiffany's the older sister, Azza's the middle sister, Hannah's the youngest sister. It's like the oldest and the youngest get along really well, then the middle kind of feels left out, feels some type of way, but they definitely act like sisters because it's like, yeah, with family members, you can get along well at home, laughing, watching Big Brother, and then you go do an escape room, and hey, you're frustrating me. We don't work well together.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what they're experiencing.
Mm-hmm. So they both like Derek. It's nice to hear Azza say that she likes Derek again. So that's good. And they also both like Christian, and they would not target Christian, but they maybe Alyssa is still the target.
Mm-hmm.
for coming weeks. If Tiffany can't get Sarah Beth targeted from Azza, then at least Alyssa is a good backup in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
So then we're going to get to Derek X's conversation with Alyssa, where they are going to essentially start a new alliance again. So Alyssa's plan has always been make a few different Final Fours. The most real one with Tiffany and Claire, because those are the people they want to take to the end. She was thinking, let's make one with Derek X and Kyland, thinking that they were a pair. However, and again, I want to make sure that we fully credit how this has happened. Tiffany, with some observation from Claire, and some backup from Claire. I don't ever want to, forget that Claire is a big part of this. The problem mm-hmm. is that it's not entirely to her benefit all the time.
Right.
But Tiffany has really pushed the narrative that Kyland and Sarah Beth are a duo. Any chance she gets, she's been spreading it. And she's been spreading it in a way that she's she's putting it out there. And then people are kind of like, do I think that? And then they're getting confirmation from other people who've been told
mm-hmm.
essentially by Tiffany. And then they're looking for it and they're starting to see it because it is real. And This thing that was so under the radar just like a week and a half ago, Kylan made one slip to Tiffany.
Mm-hmm.
Claire saw it. They talked together, and a week later, it is open in the house. Sarah Beth and Kylan are a pair, and it is very bad for Sarah Beth's game. And so now, instead of Derek and Kyland as one of the potential, fours that Alyssa is looking at, she's talking to Derek and, she's asking how he feels about Kylan. It's like, I think Kylan's closer to Sarah Beth than he is to me. And she just found this out like a couple days or like yesterday. And she's like, okay, yeah, I've been hearing this a lot now. I think, mm-hmm. okay, this is making sense to me. So who else would we bring in, to work with? And they talk about Tiffany. Now, they had been talking about like being in the royal flush together, and how he was so on the outs in week one, and like they had heard so many things about him. And he's like, "How did I even get involved in the royal flush?" Like, right. Like, honestly, it was all Tiffany.
Yeah.
Like, she vouched for you. She wanted to pull you in. She said she really liked you. Like, I can't even take credit for it because, like, we at the time didn't, you know, we didn't really know much about you beyond what we had been hearing.
Right.
And so they talk about Tiffany potentially being a fourth. He also mentions Hannah, of course. Hannah's not in the royal flush, so that might be difficult, but they can maybe bring her to like final nine. And then from that point forward, look at something. But she does mention specifically that she wants to create something with him that is separate from the royal flush to help them move further in the game. That's pretty much the conclusion that they come to here.
Yeah, and they acknowledge the fact that they haven't talked a lot of game together, and so they need to do better. So that's good, because I would like to see more of these one-on-one conversations with people that aren't always hanging out together, because I think that'll be really good for Derek X. And then the way that Tiffany has been planting this, it's been just top of mind. It's just like she never lets down. And she's never just like, okay, I'm going to just chill today. She's like, no, I'm having a conversation with this person. I'm probably going to slip it in a way, like you said, for them to start thinking about it. And then, you know, you don't even see Derek X say like, I think Sarah Beth and Kylan are really close because Tiffany told me that. No, he's saying it as if it was his own thought. And so I just, I love the way she's doing this and her gameplay overall.
Yeah.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So Alyssa brings this idea to Christian, and she seems very excited about it, the idea of working with Derek X, and how, you know, I mean, they had been talking, you know, Christian had wanted to go, they talk a lot about who from Royal Flush should go first. They're still a little too locked in on the idea of Royal Flush. He had been talking about Kylan should go first, and she was like, I'm not sure about Derek X. I still feel like Derek X should go first, but now she is clearly on the idea that this works for her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like if Sarah Beth is with Kylan, she's not sure she can trust Kylan. And Derek X is willing to see that, oh, Kylan is with Sarah Beth. That means that's perfect for her. She can pull in Derek X. She can use Hannah and use the connection to Derek X for Hannah so that Hannah doesn't retaliate against them in the future. Mm-hmm. Like there are a lot of good parts to this idea for her. So she's very excited about it. I think she genuinely wants to go with it. Especially because Derek X also likes Tiffany, which means they can help protect Tiffany and Claire. And then they're at, you know, this is the formation of kind of a power structure.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that Alyssa is trying to create a power structure while she's in power, because that's what you should do when you're in power. You know, there are some flaws in it. There are lots of things that have already been built, and that's a problem for her. But it's a good idea. And I think that it's, you know, it's good for them. Christian, though, doesn't seem quite as excited. Christian, you know, right from the get-go in this conversation is like, wait, so now we're working with Hannah? Like, I was cool with Hannah, but like, are you like, what's going on with Hannah now? And he also is like, I don't know. I don't want to bring Derek X too far in this game. You know, he did beat Derek X, but it wasn't by that much in this veto competition. I'm sure he's thinking about that a little bit. And he's also just never really been able to connect to Derek X. You know, they started the game off in a weird spot because Frenchie was pinning them against each other, and they've never really been able to reconcile that.
Alyssa said he has to let that go, because he even brought it up. Yep. So you gotta let that go.
So, you know, we'll see what happens there. But there are definitely seeds here to start this new thing. The problem with Alyssa and Christian, you know, is that they tend to move a bit slowly. They have, Alyssa in particular, the right ideas. But it took a long time for them to solidify with Tiffany and Claire. It will probably take a long time to solidify with Derek X, especially if Christian is dragging his feet. But this is, I believe, also the conversation where Christian talks about how Sarah Beth scared him.
Yes. And I think sometimes it feels like this game is moving a little too fast for Christian. Because he's just like, I think he's because what is his knowledge of the game? He was a recruit. Right.
Yeah. He knows the game. I mean, like, I'm sure he's watched some things, but he's one of the people who knows the game the least in this house.
Right. So I think like he's like, okay, look, I can win comps, but as far as the strategizing, I think he should just start just trusting Alyssa rather than going against it and thinking his own thoughts. Of course, he should think his own thoughts. But I think he should start trusting Alyssa a bit more because she's trying. The execution may not be as strong, but at least the effort is there. Like, she's thinking it through. So I think once he realizes that, they may have a chance to go a little bit further than what's on the writing that's on the wall right now together. So we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah. So Tiffany and Claire are going to talk a bit. And they talk about how Sarah Beth, you know, things are really, you know, Tiffany has found a decent amount of success so far with her anti-Sarah Beth campaign. And she's feeling comfortable enough that she thinks we could probably take the shot next week. Mm-hmm. And okay, but if we were the ones to do it, could we do it? Should we do it? If we did it, how would we do it? Should it be Kyland on the block next to Sarah Beth? Would that be the play? Or do we just throw up like Brittany next to Sarah Beth? You know, like, where should we go with this, essentially?
Yeah, I think that if Kylan were the move, they need to get his buy-in. Because I think that's what they're having trouble with right now. Is like, even with Tiffany and Xavier talking a couple of points in the storage room throughout the night of, you know, okay, outside of the Royal Flush and outside of the cookout, our options right now are Brittany. And it's like, okay, but someone has to go up with Brittany. So I think they need to get to that like volunteer stage, like who's comfortable sitting on the block, because the moment you put up Azza, whoa, you don't like me. She's never talking to that person again. Like, when they get out of this house, she is done. So I think that because you have people that are playing so differently, they need to start getting on the same page. Like, okay, I'm okay with going on the block because I trust you guys. I know we never like people to just volunteer to go on the block, but I don't know how else they're going to do without hurt feelings.
Yeah. And I can't see Kyland being down for that. So
at all,
I think ultimately they, or at least Tiffany, can't be the one to do it.
Yeah.
And I think she probably recognizes that. Even though she has come up with this plan for like, you know, well, I'll lose. And she did mention like, okay, if we do take the shot at Sarah Beth, then I'll have to get rid of Claire right after. That was the plan. It was weird for me that she even brought that up because, now that she's succeeded in getting the house, getting a lot of people against Sarah Beth, like, you might not actually need to sacrifice Claire. I don't know if even people will remember at that point. Like if Kylan's like, okay, Claire next, you can be like, oh, sorry, nobody seems to want to do it. Whoops. Right. Like, you know? You know. So yes, Tiffany does talk to Xavier a couple times throughout the night. And she starts to really get a lot of buy-in, with Xavier on Sarah Beth. And they even come up with a theory. And this is when things get really wild last night. Yes. So the theory here, Xavier is pretty skeptical because, again, like Sarah Beth, who seems to have very few opinions, out of nowhere wakes up and just like is so adamant against Hannah. He's like, is she on a mission? Does she have a mission from America? Like, what is happening right now? And Tiffany's like, ooh, I like this.
like, Xavier, you're telling Hannah you need to be careful who you tell things to. You need to be careful what you tell Tiffany, because she can take a crumb and turn it into a full size loaf of bread. And so I think it's so funny too that, like, okay, they focus on two things. She wants Hannah out. She wants to make it to jury. It has to be a mission, because Xavier is like, I want to make it to the end. I don't want to make it to jury. And so they took this and ran with it.
Yes. They're talking, Sarah Beth, maybe we need to take that shot. And Xavier seems to be down for that. So Tiffany's going to run it to Derek and Claire, who are talking. And they start talking about how there was a plane that flew by. I think Hannah was in this conversation somewhere. Mm-hmm. There was
I think Hannah's the one that saw the plane.
Yes, because Hannah saw the plane. And it said SBJ on the plane or something. And so they're going, hold on, SBJ, Sarah Beth Jury.
That's what it has to mean. Like, if someone's going to do initials, it's going to be Sarah Beth Jury, because that is the way to say, get this person a jury. Or that's the way to say, hey guys, Sarah Beth wants to make it to jury, so don't make it happen. Like, you can make those three letters be anything.
This has to be willful ignorance, because what fan of the game thinks SBJ is a code for Sarah Beth Jury? Again, I'm going to ask this question again. Do you know what show you're on? Do you know the audience for this show? People say things like, get this person out! I hate them! Not SBJ.
Wink, wink.
What do you think? they'd be like, Sarah Beth is lying to you all. She's a monster. Get her out.
I was just waiting for someone to bring up some other options. Like, okay, SBJ could be Sin Brittany Jury. Like, maybe, or So Brent Jokers. Okay, so that means that Brent was supposed to be helping out the Jokers. Like, no, Sarah Beth Jury has to be. That means, as Tiffany said, Sarah Beth is America's sweetheart. And so she's been doing some missions. And these two things are on her mission. And she's going to get some money. She's going to get some prize money. And the fact that this was so late at night, I was like, they have to be delusional.
Yeah. It's as though they think that, like, the audience is, like, so smug about how well Sarah Beth is doing that the audience is, like, pulling a Derek in Big Brother 16, and like when he's talking about I could be a detective, like, oh, well, let's fly a plane over the Big Brother house to rub it in their faces in code that SB is making J.
Oh, it's hilarious. I don't even know how much money it costs to write initials on a plane and then fly it directly over the Big Brother house. But let's say I had $20,000. That's exactly what I'm going to write on there. SBJ. I'm not going to spell out anything. I think it would cost too much to do more than three letters. So that's all I could do.
There are a few more conversations throughout the night, a lot more like talk. Derek talks to Claire. I like this, that Claire has like, she's like, ever since I realized that you are a Survivor fan, Derek, I realize I can use Survivor metaphors with you and you'll get it. Yeah. Like, this is just how Claire likes to communicate.
Yeah.
And so, cause they were talking about the Kings and how she's like, well, I think they're going to turn on each. I think that like, it's like, they're going to lose. It's just like in Survivor, when a tribe makes it to the merge without having gone to tribal, like it doesn't work. And he's like, I can talk Survivor with you. Right. And they're talking about getting Sarah Beth out, and all of that. So, lots more of that talk, from last night.
Yeah. I mean, and then of course, just a lot of like other kind of just, off topic conversations. I know there was a point in the day that Azza and Big D were kind of leading the charge on a conversation about how they were so proud of Jesse. Like, Xavier said, I'm going to say his name, good job, Jesse, for the cast this season, because they were so diverse and just the amount of people of color, the amount of people in the LGBTQ community. And so there were a lot of like conversations like this sprinkled throughout the day. But one thing I want to make sure we talk about is the lotion saga. Tiffany and Azza, in that conversation they were having, they ended it with, if Taryn, if I could touch your hand, I would demonstrate to the chat and to everybody. But Tiffany was demonstrating how Whitney was putting lotion on Xavier and just like getting all in there and more lotion and just going all like basically using the whole bottle of lotion. She was being so dramatic, but it was so funny. And then literally go downstairs and Whitney is putting lotion all over Xavier's shoulders and back, and she has her legs wrapped around him.
Just all over.
All over.
It could have been a scene from Love Island.
It really could have. Yeah, Tiffany was like, I mean, she was like, if it's to kind of like get on his good side, you know, you would think that since she wants a girl to win, she'd be trying to get on our good side too. And I'm ashy too. Where is my lotion? I don't see any lotion. Oh, that was hilarious.
Oh man, yeah. we also learned from Alyssa that she was not allowed to bring all of her bikini bottoms from her swimwear line, and that they forced her to wear granny panties that's from
regular bottoms
her brother gave her. I was genuinely, because I was like, oh, because like every time I see them in bathing suits, I think about like, oh, she's like a swimwear person. I wonder if she's like showing off her swimwear line.
Yeah.
But apparently, yes, they were too cheeky for TV, I guess.
Right. Understandable. Like Big Brother doesn't have to blur that out anytime they want to put a scene from the backyard on the episode. So that's funny. But I think that it feels like this is the third, maybe fourth week where it is Sunday and we are not even mentioning the person that's going home, because it's like such a foregone conclusion.
Yeah,
and
I forgot when we talked about Christian winning the veto. We didn't talk about the fact that, okay, this week is over.
Like, yeah. Yeah, it's done. Like the writing is on the wall. I think that Sarah Beth is probably the only one still in the dark. She did have a conversation on the hammock where she was like, she talked to Kylan. Kylan was like, yeah, so I checked with Christian. He's not going to use the veto. She's like, why is that even a thought? Like,
yeah, she is a little bit irritable. I think she didn't quite get her way here. And perhaps that's part of why it is. That she's yelling at the production as well. But she was like it's almost like when you don't get your way and now you're mad that people are even mentioning that it could have gone your way.
Yeah.
Like why would you even think that he would use it? I mean, why is that even a thought in your head? Obviously, right. He's not going to use it, right? Yeah. Or is he? No, he's obviously not going to use it.
Yeah, she's a little bit out of the loop. I mean, because she insists, like, I mean, there was a point she still thought that Hannah was going home, and now she understands that Whitney is the target. She doesn't understand why. And I think she might try to push a little bit more since we have a few days left, but it's not going to matter.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I just want to say again, Frenchie, Brent, Whitney, Sarah Beth is now the new target that Tiffany has set her eyes on.
Yes.
And she has been pretty successful. Something that Tiffany is very good at is just destroying somebody in the house. If she sets her sights on you, she makes you the house target without fail. And it is devastating to the player's game. Mm-hmm. So we will see if Sarah Beth can withstand the onslaught of Tiffany's wrath here.
Right.
Because it's not looking great.
Yeah, and I see people on Twitter all the time like, I'm not a fan of the cookout running this game and bulldozing the game. I'm like, in what world is that happening? Like, for me, what Tiffany is doing is not easy. And it's benefiting. Oh, yeah. She's benefiting two of her alliances. Like, there's no one running through this game just like light work. HOH just decided we don't have to do anything. We hang out this week. No, Tiffany is putting in some work, and you have other people. I mean, we haven't even talked enough about Kylan that he's just like his social game. I mean, I would like a massage from Kylan because they make it seem like it's the best thing on earth. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And they, I mean, collectively had to put in a lot of work this week to get to make sure that the target was on Whitney and not Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
And not expose themselves. So like, this was not a gimme at all this week.
Yeah, at all.
Yeah. So, all right. That's about what we've got for you. Asia, anything else that you want to bring up?
No, I think we covered it all. I'll be interested to see if, you know, if there are fireworks at some point, because Sarah Beth doesn't want to, like, if they start to really, like, they already are thinking, we only have two more people to get out before jury. And so if they, I mean, because they're weeks ahead at this point, I could see a point in this week where they're like, Sarah Beth insists, and then something happens where, you know, she's pushing it too hard with the wrong person. So it'd be interesting to see that. Otherwise, I know we're probably going to get more of the big blue couch stuff, these games, auditions, improv games, mafia. So yeah, that's it.
All right. Well, that's what we've got for you then. You can, of course, find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I do have a computer again. So it does work. I packed that thing well enough to withstand the demolition that happened in that truck. So my computers are functional, and I can play some games, hopefully, and do some streams. So make sure you find me there, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. We'll be able to hang out in the near future. I will be live tonight watching the episode with you guys, and of course we'll also have a recap after the episode here on Rob Is a Podcast, so make sure you tune in for all of that. You can also find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Asia, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Asia Like Aza. I mean, Asia Like Asia. A-Y-S-H-A Like A-S-I-A. I will be playing Among Us later today, so definitely check that out. During the Big Brother season, they've been happening at 1 p.m. Central, 2 Eastern, I believe. So definitely come through and watch us play Among Us. Hopefully you can join us in the future, Taryn. Mm. Once you're all set up and good to go. You can find me on covering Married at First Sight. So season 13, it's in Houston. We've already done two episodes so far. We will be covering it weekly. So definitely go check that out on Reality TV Wrap Ups.
All right. Thank you guys again for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.